This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about one of our best hacks, a secret for finding lost objects. And we will discuss an extremely popular trend that we have not tried ourselves. But first, Elizabeth, what's something making you more happier?
Okay, Gretchen. Well, this is a small thing, but you know that I am hosting Christmas this year at our house. I'm very excited about it, but stressed about it. So I've been trying to like do things to help me be less stressed. The whole, you know, action is the antidote to anxiety idea.
Or to hostess neurosis in this case. Yes. That's what we always call it in our family.
Yes. So I started wrapping gifts very early. I've been wrapping every gift that I have. And like normally this is something I do like 3 or even 2 days or even Christmas Eve. But I just decided it's one thing I can do that I know I will have to do and that I can check it off the list. It also is like helping me organize, you know, and get rid of all these boxes. And then I know what I have. And also it kind of gets you in a holiday mood to wrap. We all, you know, we always enjoy wrapping together. And then to even make myself more happier, Gretch, I ordered corgi wrapping paper.
So
I
have
four different corgi wrapping papers. Yeah, and it's really funny because I'm very miserly with them. I'm like wanting to like preserve my corgi wrapping.
Is it corgi worthy?
Yes. Is it a corgi-worthy gift? Yeah. Exactly. But it is giving me great pleasure. And I didn't tell anyone I ordered it, so hopefully it'll be a fun surprise.
Oh. Well, that's good. Like, just getting one thing done, it makes you feel like you're more in control.
Yes. Totally makes me feel more in control.
It's something for your future self.
Yes. I know that, like, on the 23rd, when I'm running around, like, madly cleaning the house and doing everything, I'll be really glad that I am not having to like stay up till 2 a.m. wrapping gifts.
Yeah, because wrapping is one of those things that if you have the time, you can make it fun. Like in our family, we often like play a Hallmark movie and people come in and they all wrap together and then you have to leave when they're wrapping the gifts for you. And it's like a whole fun thing. But that's one thing. But another thing is to do it frantically because you just have to get it done. And it's just another thing. And so it isn't a fun holiday, part of the holiday spirit. It's just it's a chore.
Yes. And I will say it takes a while.
It does. It does.
I think wrapping takes longer than it does in one's mind.
Yes.
You know,
I'm a huge fan of the gift bag. Have you embraced? You should get some corgi gift bags and then you can reuse them over and over and over again.
I did get gift bags. Yeah. I should have gotten Corgi gift bags, Gresh. I didn't even think of it.
Oh.
But I did order some gift bags. So I am, it's a mixture. Yeah. But I am a fan of the unwrapping on Christmas morning. So I don't do a lot of
Yes, you want to have that. But I think especially for big things that take a huge amount of wrapping paper, a gift bag can be great.
Yes.
Because it's fun to undo yes. something that's like a book. But if yeah. it's some big item, sometimes you just... For those, we just like put them in newspaper or something. But
I like to have a mixture yeah. so that it looks festive.
Well, for me, the thing making me happier is it makes me happier to see how happy all this corgi theme makes you happy. Because you are just throwing yourself into Corgi Nation.
I am.
The mugs, the pennants, the outings to the beach,
yes.
the... I mean, it's like everything corgi. And it's all there for you. You love... Oh, you no. do love a theme.
I do.
You do lean into it.
I embrace.
Yeah. Like we had a schnauzer growing up and I feel like schnauzers are just, maybe they are now, but at that time they certainly did not have the same kind of super engaged, but or maybe just nowadays there's just much more of that. I don't know, but.
I think for all kinds of
interests,
pets, it's gotten more fierce.
Yeah.
The dedication yes. to one's pet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But, you know, they say pets are the new kids. You know, they say plants are the new pets and pets are the new kids. So
plants are the new pets and pets are the new kids. Well, you know, I'm keeping a long list of those things. Like breakfast is the new lunch and Thursday is the new Friday. Uh-huh. So, okay, I'm going to write that down. I love that. And if anybody yeah. has any more of those, I am collecting them in my giant book of aphorisms. So yeah. Send them my way. But listen, there's something else that's making me happy. This is a bonus thing because I just traveled.
Oh,
and so
what?
I was very aware of this. They have extended Real ID for another 2 years because they extended it. I thought I had to do, I think both of us had it on one of our yearly lists.
Yes.
Then they gave a two-year grace period. So I think it went off my list. I was going to put it back on my list. But now it's again 2 years. And look, they've had this thing going for like
10,
12 years now, I think. So I think there's a possibility this is just going to go
away or be
replaced by something else because clearly no one is doing it.
Well, Adam did it. I will say Adam got his Real ID.
Oh.
And I've been very envious of him having completed that task.
Yeah.
But now I, like you, will put it off for another year and a half.
Yeah. Kick it down the road. Anyway, kick it down the road. Postpone it.
Yeah.
Hope it never happens.
Kick the can.
I don't know. Oh, the one more thing. If people are going to buy something from the Happiness Project, the shop, which you can go to happiercast.com/shop and look at all the pouches, the journals, the drinkware, the tackle box, which is like super cool, sticky pads for all the different kinds of ways people like to keep to-do lists, the memento books. If you're doing expedited shopping, you have to order by December 14th or it will not reach you by December 25th if that's an important date for you. December 14th is the last date for expedited, for
all
UPS
right. so
and
get those
FedEx.
Gifts and...
Get them wrapped.
Get those gifts and get them wrapped in whatever kind of wrapping paper you enjoy.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Gretchen, coming up, we're going to hear about Happier in Action. But first, this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, happier in action. This is where when a listener reports on something that's worked or hasn't worked for them, and then to refresh our recollection about some ideas that have struck a chord with people. And this is a great one, a classic.
Yes, this comes from Margaret, who lets us know she is an obliger. She says, I came home from the office distracted a few nights ago. We were expecting a hurricane to hit during the night, and I was half-heartedly preparing for the storm while talking on the phone with my sister, putting away the daily Amazon delivery, drinking wine, making dinner, totally multitasking. I had brought home an external hard drive with years of photos and all my personal documents on it. The next morning, I could not find the hard drive anywhere. I retraced all my steps in the house, opening all drawers and closets. I normally hide it in a basket in my closet under my scarves. Didn't seem to be there. I was in a panic. The device contained tax returns and lots of personal information, as well as sentimental photos. 2 days later, I heard your voice in my head reminding me to look more closely where the lost item should be. I took the basket of scarves from the closet. They were a bit tangled, and I removed each one, folding along the way. Can you believe it? Hard drive was buried in a tangle of scarves. What a relief. Device was located, and bonus, my scarves are organized again.
Well, we've heard from people so often about this because it often is. You panic. It's like, I do this with my backpack. I'm like, it's not in my backpack. I'm like, yes, it is. There are 1,000 pockets in your backpack. It's just got stuck in some pocket and you forgot to check that particular pocket, but it's in your backpack. The good thing for Margaret is she knew it was in her house because she knew she brought it home and then she couldn't find it. It's not like where you're like, okay, it could be anywhere in the world. But still, having it lost in your house.
I find this often works with remote controls, which disappear and are found on a very regular basis in our house. But if I go back and look where I think a remote control should be, which is somewhere on the couch, like I will find it tucked into a cushion that I think I checked, but I didn't thoroughly check.
So it's often that you think you checked, but you didn't check, or you didn't check it quite enough. Like this was the time where the stack of books was exactly, by chance, exactly the same size and exactly centered on my daughter's laptop, where I'm like, you'd think, of course the laptop would be sticking out if it was under all those books. It's like, well, by chance it was not, but it was right there with all her other school books. Okay, so this is good because it's just a reminder of something, you know, if you can't find something, look where it's supposed to be or very nearby.
Yeah, it's a great reminder, especially right now during the holiday season when I think we all are scatterbrained.
Yes.
Good to remember this as we move through December.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gretch, it's time for Spotlight on a Tool. What is our tool this week?
Okay, I've got two tools that are related to kind of the new year because I think this is the time when people are gearing up for the new year.
Yeah.
And I have two books that I have found in the past that people often seem to, they are more likely to start these books in January. You do not need to start these books in January. And I have to say, when I wrote these books, it never occurred to me that people would have a tendency to start them in January, but I have found that over the years. One is The Happiness Project, which is, you know, my book where it goes through 12 months of the year and I talk about 12 themes. And the other is Better Than Before, which is my book about habit change, which is the 21 strategies we can use to make or break our habits. But since so many people's New Year's resolutions or their one-word theme or their 23 for 23 or whatever they're doing often are about things that are related to habits, if you are thinking about making or breaking a habit, it's really good to know your options, which is what Better Than Before is for.
Yes. I mean, that was kind of what started the whole four tendency thing in your mind.
Oh, 100%.
Writing better than before.
Right.
And learning all about why people follow certain habits and why they don't.
So right. Why?
It's the prequel, Gretch, to the four tendencies.
It is. It's like the Narnia books. It was written out of sequence, right? Yeah. The four tendencies should have come first, but I had to be writing better than before I realized that the four tendencies right. even existed. That's how I found them, because yeah. I started noticing all these yeah. patterns. And so, yeah. The four tendencies is just if you wanted about the four tendencies, but better than before is good if you're like, this is the year that I learn Italian or start getting enough sleep or reconnect with my friends or finish my PhD or whatever it is. Yeah. Yep.
Two great books, if I do say so myself.
What a nice sister.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we are going to talk about a phenom yeah. sweeping the nation.
Yes.
Okay, but first this break.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER. Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. You know, Elizabeth, it's important to me to be a treasure house of happy memories, but sometimes it's hard to frame something that you want to keep. Like, I have had pieces of children's art that I really wanted to frame, but it's kind of unconventionally sized and it's hard to do. But FrameBridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. FrameBridge custom frames your pieces in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
Gretchen, I realized I didn't have a recent framed photo of you and me and mom and dad, and I really wanted one. So when we were in Kansas City and took a great picture, I uploaded it, sent it to FrameBridge, and now I have a beautiful framed photo of us. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com. Okay, Gretch, something I've been meaning to tell you, or maybe I should say ask you about, is this whole pickleball thing sweeping the country. Like, have you noticed this in New York as much as I'm noticing it in LA and also in Kansas City?
Wait, so are you noticing, like, you're seeing people playing it or hearing them?
Hearing about it.
Yeah, hearing about it.
People are saying, oh, I'm learning pickleball, or, oh, I'm going to play pickleball, or are you playing pickleball? Another thing, because I'm doing a lot of online shopping, so many places are selling, like, really cute pickleball sets. For instance, Tory Burch has like a pickleball set, which is like a cute pattern and a bag, and a lot of places are selling this.
What you mean with like pickleball, like a like pickleball paddles represented like on it? Like pickleball wrapping paper?
No, an actual set of balls and paddles with interesting cute patterns that come in then a bag that has an interesting cute pattern.
Oh, I see. It's like,
and I haven't just seen this one place. I've seen this maybe 8 places.
Oh, interesting. Because you kind of can't do that with a tennis racket. But I guess a paddle ball is more like a ping pong paddle.
Yes.
Interesting.
So it's like fashion as well as recreation.
Well, this pickleball, I was sort of curious about pickleball because I'm like, what is it? Where did it come from? And it started in 1965. 3 dads figured it out. And it's a cross between tennis, ping pong, and badminton. But it is the fastest growing sport in the United States. And it's also growing worldwide. So, yeah. I mean, I don't hear people around me talking about it, but I definitely am hearing it, like, mentioned in the news media or, like, it comes up that pickleball players want to use tennis courts. And so there's sort of this, like, who gets to use the court type of thing.
Yeah. And so it's, I think it's a lot easier than tennis, right? And other racket sports. Yeah. So I think people feel that it's like, it's more fun as opposed to like brutally competitive. It's more of a recreation.
Yeah. Well, what I've heard too is like, it's easier to learn the rules. It's easier to like start playing. And also apparently it's more social because the court size is smaller and people often play with 4 players. Though I guess you can play with 2 players. It's more social and more fun, kind of more interactive. Whereas with tennis, you're far away from each other. So it's not the same proximity.
Yes. You know, and it's funny because I started hearing about pickleball and then a friend of mine from Kansas City, my friend Sarah, she's big into playing pickleball. And she even posted something saying, for everyone who hears me talking about how much I love pickleball, I also like watching it. And there was like a picture from the New York Times of people watching someone play pickleball. And she was in the front
row. Oh my gosh.
So she's not only playing, I didn't even know one could go watch pickleball, but that's apparently a thing.
Well, one of the things I love is there's this quotation from Cicero, the Roman philosopher, where he quotes Xerxes the Great. Apparently, he offered a prize for the man who could invent a new pleasure. And that always captured my imagination because I'm like, oh my gosh, like how would you invent a new pleasure? It felt like inventing a new color or something like that. But pickleball, I mean, you could say, well, it's a version of these other things, but it's definitely catching on in a way that badminton and ping pong never caught on. And even tennis, which is wildly popular. I mean, this feels like a new thing. It's a new pleasure.
You know what I'm thinking, Gretchen, is maybe part of why it recently spiked in popularity is because of the pandemic when people were looking for outdoor activities that were social. And maybe people said, hey, we could play pickleball and then just fed on itself.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me, there's a great line from The Sun Also Rises, you know, the Hemingway, where you often see this quote where he says, how did you go bankrupt? And he said, gradually, then suddenly. And I feel like, okay, pickleball may have started in 1965 and been growing, but it seemed to hit some point where all of a sudden it was like exploding in popularity, which so even people like you and me who don't really play any sports and are not part of that culture, even we are like marveling from the sidelines.
Yes. Well, and also, Gretch, in discussing pickleball, I have to mention, you and I both read Matthew Perry's memoir, his extremely harrowing story of addiction and the price of fame. It's called, for anyone who's interested, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing.
Yeah, great book.
But I couldn't believe that he told the whole tale. And then at the end, he said, and now I have pickleball and it makes me so happy. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, pickleball has truly made it when it's the thing that like Matthew Perry can take pleasure in.
Yeah. I mean, so true. But it's got to be that a big part of it is that it's called pickleball. I mean, talk about framing and talk about the brilliance of a name, pickleball.
Well, and you know, pickle is a funny word, you know, like certain words are funny and pickle is one of them.
Well, don't comedians say that if something has a K sound, like duck is funnier than chicken, or no, that has a K too. It's like, what's the example they always use? That duck is funnier than fish or duck is funnier than bird.
Yes.
But for some reason, that's funny.
But apparently there is, though, now this whole issue of people getting pickleball elbow, the way they used to get tennis elbow. So that's the downside. But I would love to play. I would love to play.
Maybe you and I can try it sometime.
Maybe I'll put that on my list. Ooh. 23 for 23, try pickleball.
Oh, yeah, you should put it on your list. That's a great idea. Do you know where you would play? Or you have friends who play, so maybe they could just bring you.
Yes, I can find out. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Oh, fun.
Now I have to just get someone to play with me. Oh. Maybe Adam.
Okay, I'll report back. I'm curious.
They say every couple should have one outdoor sport they play together. Maybe pickleball could be our outdoor sport.
Yeah, you're supposed to have an outdoor game and an indoor game.
Yes. Okay, Gretch, what is this week's quotation?
Yes, this comes from G.K. Chesterton's essay On the Thrills of Boredom. I can recall in my childhood the continuous excitement of long days in which nothing happened and an indescribable sense of fullness in large and empty rooms. And with whatever I retain of childishness, I still feel a very strong and positive pleasure in being stranded in queer, quiet places, in neglected corners where nothing happens and anything may happen, in unfashionable hotels, in empty waiting rooms, or in watering places out of the season. It seems as if we needed such places and sufficient solitude in them to let certain nameless suggestions soak into us and make a richer soil of the unconscious.
Hmm.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am. As always, Gretch, after these talks, I feel more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@gretchenrubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Oh, Elizabeth, you're talking about wrapping, you know, getting things ready for the Christmas morning made me remember we got an email from Mariana, and she suggests that if you have little kids and you have stuff that need to be assembled or, you know, you need batteries in them and they have to be, you know, they have the packaging where they're all tied in, that like do that all before the big reveal, because your kids get so frustrated if they have to wait and wait for you to, like, you know, get it all set up. And I remember spending a lot of time before Eliza's birthday setting up her, like, My Little Pony castle. And but that morning I was like very happy it had already been done because she could not wait to get there with her little ponies.
Yeah, because you don't want your whole day being taken up with, like, trying to get through those little hard plastic rings that, you know, you need wire cutters for.
Yes, and they're, and your child is jumping up and down with frustration. Yes, good advice.
Yes.
From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.